Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Your Dad, A Little Book for Fathers and the People Who Love Them, by Liz Klimo, is a short illustrated gift book that uses humor and gentle warmth to reflect on fatherhood. It is best understood as a companion piece to Your Mom and as part of Klimo's broader body of work in cartooning and animal-based illustration. Rather than offering parenting techniques or advice, the book presents a series of affectionate scenes and observations that recognize the emotional range of being a dad. Its tone is light, but its purpose is not trivial. It validates the pressures, uncertainty, and small victories that come with fatherhood, whether the reader is a new parent, an experienced dad, or someone close to one. The book fits comfortably within the contemporary illustrated humor category, where concise text and expressive drawings work together to create a presentational gift object as much as a reading experience. Its appeal lies in combining simplicity, empathy, and visual charm. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fatherhood is presented as broad, varied, and everyday rather than idealized. A central idea in the book is that fatherhood does not look the same for every person. The description explicitly includes new dads, seasoned dads, working dads, stay-at-home dads, and others in between, which signals that the book is built around range rather than a single model of parenting. This matters because it avoids presenting fatherhood as a narrow role defined by one set of behaviors or expectations. Instead, it treats being a dad as a lived experience shaped by circumstance, personality, and stage of life. The result is a tribute that feels inclusive without becoming formal or instructional. By acknowledging different kinds of dads, the book makes room for readers to recognize themselves, even if they do not match the most familiar cultural image of fatherhood. That flexibility is one of the book's main strengths. It makes the work suitable both as a personal gift and as a broader cultural observation about how fatherly identity is expressed in ordinary life. Secondly, humor is used to soften anxiety and make responsibility feel approachable. The book repeatedly frames fatherhood as serious work, but it does so through a comic tone that reduces tension rather than ignoring it. The opening material acknowledges that being a dad is a big responsibility and that expectant fathers may feel nervous or even scared. Instead of turning that anxiety into solemn advice, Klimo answers it with humor and reassurance. This approach is effective because it treats uncertainty as normal. Many parenting books try to solve problems. This one instead normalizes the feeling of not having everything under control. That difference gives the book a distinct emotional function. It does not instruct the reader how to parent better, but it helps the reader feel less alone in the experience of trying. The humor also broadens the book's appeal because it keeps the material light enough for gifting while still recognizing the emotional seriousness underneath. In that sense, the comedy is not decorative. It is the mechanism that allows the book to speak honestly about pressure without becoming heavy. Thirdly, whimsical animal illustrations create distance, warmth, and universal appeal. Liz Klimo is known for animal-centered cartooning, and this book uses that visual language to make the subject more approachable. The decision to portray fatherhood through animal characters does more than add charm. It creates a useful layer of distance that allows familiar parenting situations to feel playful rather than overly specific. Animals make the scenes accessible across age, background, and family type because the emotional logic of the illustrations is easy to read without relying on realism. That visual strategy also supports the book's gentle tone. A new father may recognize stress or exhaustion, while another reader may simply enjoy the expressive simplicity of the drawings. The animals make the book feel universal without flattening its meaning. They can stand in for different kinds of fathers while keeping the imagery soft and inviting. This is why the illustrations are essential to the book's effectiveness. They do not merely accompany the text, but carry much of the emotional tone, turning a brief gift book into something memorable and distinct with an illustrated humor. Fourthly, the book emphasizes emotional validation more than practical parenting guidance. Unlike manuals, guides, or advice books about parenting, Your Dad does not attempt to teach specific techniques or problem-solving methods. Its real function is emotional validation. The text and images acknowledge laughter, tears, stumbles, and triumphs, which suggests that the experience of fatherhood is valuable, precisely because it's mixed and imperfect. This is an important distinction, because many books for parents focus on competence, efficiency, or outcomes. Klimo's book instead focuses on recognition. It tells the reader that the emotional complexity of fatherhood is expected and meaningful. That makes the book especially suited to gifting, because its aim is not to correct behavior, but to affirm identity and effort. In practical terms, the reader may not learn how to swaddle, soothe, or schedule. But the book offers a different kind of benefit. It reduces the sense that parenting must be handled flawlessly. This emotional reassurance is likely one reason the book resonates with both fathers and the people who care about them. It meets readers where they are instead of asking them to perform expertise. Lastly, its strongest use is as a gift book that speaks to fathers and their supporters. The subtitle, A Little Book for Fathers and the People Who Love Them, is important because it defines the book as relational, not solitary. It is meant for fathers, but also for partners, children, family members, and friends who want to acknowledge fatherhood with affection. This helps explain why the book works so well as a gift item. It is brief, visually appealing, emotionally legible, and easy to share. The compact hardback format and illustrated structure reinforce that role. At the same time, the book stands out from many similar humor titles because it is not built around jokes at the father's expense. Instead, its wit is empathetic and celebratory. That balance gives it a wider emotional range than a pure gag book. It can be read as a lighthearted present, but also as a small tribute to the daily realities of care. For readers who want a father-themed book that feels warm rather than sarcastic, this one occupies a clear niche and does so with unusual charm and restraint. In conclusion, Your Dad is best suited to readers who want a brief, affectionate, and visually engaging book about fatherhood rather than a practical parenting guide. It will appeal to fathers at different stages, expectant dads, partners buying a gift, and family members looking for something that feels thoughtful without being formal. Its value is mostly emotional and relational. It validates the pressure and uncertainty of being a dad, while keeping the tone light enough to be approachable. That combination makes it especially useful as a present for occasions such as birthdays, Father's Day, or the arrival of a child. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is its balance of warmth and restraint. It is funny, but not cynical. It is sentimental, but not sugary. It uses Liz Klimo's animal illustrations to create a gentle visual identity that makes the book memorable even in a crowded gift book market. For readers who appreciate concise illustrated books that communicate care through humor and soft observation, it offers a polished and distinct take on fatherhood. If you would like to support Liz Klimo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.